Welcome to evening prayer on Monday, 31st of August. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my Lord, my God, how excellent is your greatness. You are clothed with majesty and honour, wrapped in light as in a garment. The sun knows the time for its setting. You make darkness that it may be night. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will make music to my God while I have my being. We pray that this evening may be holy, good and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 105. O give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among his people. Sing to him, sing praises, and tell of all his marvellous works. Rejoice in the praise of his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O children of Jacob, his chosen, remember the marvels the Lord has done. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has always been mindful of his covenant, the promise that he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath that he swore to Isaac, which he established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel, saying, to you will I give the land of Canaan to be the portion of your inheritance. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. When they were but few in number, of little account and sojourners in the land, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no one to do them wrong and rebuked even kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Then he called down famine over the land and broke every staff of bread. But he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They shackled his feet with fetters, his neck was ringed with iron, until all he foretold came to pass. The words of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free. He appointed him lord of his household and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he willed, and to teach his counsellors wisdom. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Then Israel came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And the Lord made his people exceedingly fruitful. He made them too many for their adversaries, whose heart he turned so that they hated his people and dealt craftily with his servants. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Then he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. He showed his signs through their word and his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and it grew dark, yet they did not heed his words. He turned their waters into blood and slew all their fish. Their land swarmed with frogs, even in their king's chambers. He spoke the word, and there came clouds of flies, swarms of gnats within all their borders. He gave them hailstones for rain and flames of lightning in their land. He blasted their vines and their fig trees and shattered trees across their country. He spoke the word, and the grasshoppers came, and the young locusts without number. They ate every plant in their land and devoured the fruit of their soil. He smote all the firstborn in their land, the first fruits of all their strength. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Then he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one among their tribe that stumbled. Egypt was glad of their departing, for a dread of them had fallen upon them. He spread out a cloud for covering and set a fire to light up the night. They asked, and he brought them quails. He satisfied them with the bread of heaven. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out and ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy word and Abraham his servant. So he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of their toil, that they may keep his statutes and faithfully observe his laws. Alleluia. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. As the evenings draw in, we remember, Lord, those in continual darkness, those that are anxious about their future, those that dwell on their past. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who will be returning to places of education. We remember all those who are going to university, for those who are returning to schools, and those that will facilitate their places to make them safe and secure. I pray for those who are sick, and those who will die. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.